We have on the phone with us a Tony nominee from The Drowsy Chaperone for Best Featured Actor, Danny Burstein. Danny, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, David.
Danny, thanks so much for joining us. How has the Tony whirlwind been for you so far?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It really has been a lot of fun. So far,
yeah.
I was about to mention that the swag.
Well, what'd you get? What goodies?
Well, we got a free phone from Sprint for 3 months.
Is it one of those picture phones or just
a regular old cell phone. It's just crazy. The first thing I talk about is the swag.
Oh, that's okay. What else you get?
Visa gave us a nice gift certificate and box of chocolates and flowers and, you know, lots of bottles of champagne. And
so it does pay to be a Tony nominee.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bad.
And next year you could present and get that gift bag.
Oh, my goodness. I heard those gifts are pretty outrageous. You know,
Maybe you could host, since no one's hosting this year. I think you should host in character, too.
I'll put in my bid.
Well, why don't you tell the folks what your character is in The Drowsy Chaperone?
Well, I play Aldolfo, the crazy Latin lover who's... he's not very good at being a lover, and he's not very good at being Latin either.
But that's because he's not really Latin.
No, he isn't.
That's what I love about that show. Everyone has a backstory.
Exactly.
And how are the cats doing, by the way? That's all I can think of when I think of your character.
You mean the poodle?
Oh, that's right. That's because my fear was being eaten by my cat after I died. The poodles, how are they?
Oh, wonderful. Glad to say hello.
Oh,
so how did you approach that character? Did Bob Martin and the writers say to you, okay, we need a Latin lover who's like this, or was it sort of, here's Aldolfo, you create how he is?
That's basically what they did. They just said he was, they put European in quotes. And then, you know, then they started to, and I started to do all sorts of different accents, and then one day they said, well, he was the Italian lover, and the other day, the next day they said he was the Latin lover, and so then the Latin lover stuck, no matter what, I'm actually an actor, Roman Bartelli, playing
right.
The character of Aldolfo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and he's supposed to be a master of many different accents, and all of them are insulting. And so I had to make it big and bad and wrong and not very good, you know. So, you know, you walk a very fine line trying to find, you know, what works with that. So I tried to make it, you know, Hispanic, you know, in Spanish with a big Latin kind of Cesar Romero kind of flair, but also a little bad, too.
Well, give us a taste.
I am Aldolfo.
I love it.
You're my pick for Tony winner, by the way. I will be very disappointed if you don't get it.
Oh, God bless you.
I would say, what? You got to do the what. Do the what.
What?
I love that. That's like 5 times in the show, and it gets me every single time.
I was going home on the subway after a show the other day, and a woman came up to me. I don't know how she recognized me, but she came up to me and behind me and went, what? Surprise.
And you, by the way, you as you said, you were on the subway. You are a born and bred New Yorker.
I am. Originally from the Bronx, and then my family moved to Queens when I was about 7 or 8, and grew up and, you know, went to public schools and then went to the High School of Performing Arts here in New York when it was the High School of Performing Arts on 46th Street. And
otherwise known as the Fame School.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And then went to Queens College. And
You, like, didn't leave the city. So.
No, I did. I went for my master's. I went to the University of California, San Diego.
Traitor.
So NYU wasn't good enough for you?
NYU. They didn't want me.
Oh.
What?
What?
actually, the UCSD had a great program out there, and the La Jolla Playhouse is in residence over there, and Des McAnuff was
my favorite
under his wing, and it was good.
But if you had gone to the Fame School, as it were, that means you chose pretty well early on.
Yeah.
When? I mean, what made it?
I did. Well, I was going to Parsons Junior High School in Flushing. And my teacher, Stuart Glazer, my English teacher, said, you know, you've got something. You should really, and I was 13, he said, you should really audition for the High School of Performing Arts. And I said, that's great. What's the High School of Performing Arts?
Wow.
And he said, well, he explained it to me, and he said, you have to audition for it. And he said, there are over 4,000 kids audition every year, and they accept about 120.
Wow.
He said, you have to do a couple of monologues. And I said, great. What's the monologue?
And, do you remember the monologues you chose?
Oh, gosh. Good question. I did a monologue. I did two. I did one from Dead End, and I think I did the other one was from The Time of Your Life, I believe.
Hmm. And how were the auditions? Was it really as frightening as it would seem?
Oh, it was terrifying. Yeah, I'd never done anything like it before.
Because you're so young to be put in that pressure situation.
And you have these four very stern-looking teachers sitting in a room, and you just have to go in there and do your monologues for them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a rigorous process.
And then you have to wait for the envelope at home?
Exactly right.
It's just like college, four years earlier.
Exactly, and I was so nervous I couldn't open the envelope. I had actually asked my dad to open the envelope for me.
Oh, well, how exciting, though.
When you came out of California and back to New York, what were your breaks? How did you get your name going?
The first big thing I did was did a revival of The Rothschilds off Broadway, Circle in the Square. Lonnie Price had directed the production, and it starred Mike Burstein. And
you're not related, right?
No, we're not. Actually, you know, his name is Burstein.
Burstein, B-U-R. He was a guest on my show last year.
Well,
that's
he spells it with a Y.
Yeah,
he spells it with a Y, but his family, he comes from a family of actors, and they theatricalized the spelling of it and put the Y in, but it's originally spelled my name. And so he was very, you know, kind and took me under his wing and taught me a lot. And he said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we are related. So he said he noticed a lot of things that that I did, you know, that, you know, he saw in his grandparents and things like that. So
wow.
Yeah.
And also there's a Lonnie Price connection that goes on further because you were the standby for him on A Class Act, which was one of my favorite musicals of the last, like, 10 years.
Yeah, it is a very, very special musical. And I was lucky enough to work on that show for a year.
Did you get on stage in it?
My God, a lot.
Oh, because he was out a bit. Oh.
Yeah, well, you know what? He was writing the show, directing the show, and starring
in
the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's quite an effort to do something like that. And
at some point, you need a vacation.
At some point, you just need to sit back and watch the show and you know, and take notes. And so I actually got to go on a lot, and it was a wonderful experience because the show is so special. And it's such
a wonderful cast, too.
Oh,
yeah, it was fabulous. I don't know why it flopped. I don't know why.
Well, it didn't really flop. It's another very theater person show.
Yeah.
And if it's not big and big, it was in a time where you had to be big and splashy.
You're absolutely
right.
And
it wasn't big and splashy. It was a very intimate musical. It was very personal.
Yeah, and it might have fared better in a larger off-Broadway house, and, you know, where we could hold on to the intimacy, because it actually started at the smaller space in Manhattan, at the Manhattan Theater Club.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of musicals, I also didn't quite fare the way people thought they would. You were very directly involved in Barry Manilow's Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story on that? Where is it now?
I don't know where it is right now. I did the production, and my wife actually starred opposite me at that time.
Tell everyone who your wife is.
I'm married to Kitty Carlisle Hart.
You've used that joke before in interviews, and it still works.
How did you know that?
I
used it once before.
Well, it was the interview I read, so...
Oh, okay.
But although Kitty Carlisle Hart is a lovely lady...
Yes, I adore her.
But to tell the truth...
I am married to Rebecca Luker.
Yeah, imagine this guy gets to be on the funniest show, one of the funniest shows on Broadway, Tony nominated, and he gets to come home to Rebecca Luker.
Marion the librarian.
Yeah, yeah.
Pinch me.
And the Secret Garden. She used to swing on the Secret Garden.
She was the original.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Is she a Tony winner? I should have looked this up.
She has not won. She was nominated twice for Showboat and for The Music Man.
Did she give you any tips on getting through all, you know, the next week or so?
Well, all I know is that when they announced my name, she jumped into my arms.
Aww.
And it was wonderful.
And you're not going to forget to thank her, are you?
Are you kidding?
Because some people did do that.
Well, if she gets nominated, then you have to jump into her arms. So
exactly,
that's going to be
right.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, if I'm lucky enough to be, you know, to win, which I don't think, you know, I have no, I'm not preparing a speech, you know, or anything
well,
like
sure
that.
Sure, you're not.
I'm not. I'm truly not. If that Danny happens to happen, then I'll just try and, you know, speak from the heart, and I'm sure I won't forget her.
Speaking generalities very quickly, because you only have like 30 seconds, right? I love you all.
New Orchestra plays you off.
But, Danny, if they announce you, if you do win, mm-hmm. take a long time going up to the stage, because doesn't your time start when you get in front of the microphone?
No, actually, it starts as soon as they call your name.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they told us. So we had some kind of a luncheon, Tony luncheon. They said, you know, you have a minute and 10 seconds or a minute and 20 seconds from the time they call your name. So they encourage you to bound up to the stage as quickly as possible.
Do they at least put everybody on the aisles at least? I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's usually what they do.
So you're going to take time to kiss your wife before you go? Or you
oh, well,
like,
yeah, of course.
Give
her one kiss and then, you know, slap hands as I run up.
And are you going to frame the certificates and put them together on the wall?
You know what? They give it to you framed.
Oh, really?
Already, yeah. They have the same kind of silver frame and... And, you know, I must confess, they're already on the wall, you know.
Yay.
All of them.
Well, please, I have the space all reserved. I'll never get anything, but it's all reserved.
Well, here you are at probably one of the best Knockwood points of your life, you know, certainly career-wise.
Yeah.
And also,
oh,
you've got
time's coming.
Kids in life. Well, maybe, yeah. But I'm saying, was there a point in your career that you never thought it would get to this, where you thought, oh, I'm going to give up and go be something else? And, you know, you've got to get someone to tell you, no, stick with it.
Actually, I never thought that I would ever do anything. Here's the, you know, the sad truth is I'm not good at anything else. I love doing it, and I could never imagine myself doing anything else. There have been times where, you know, after you finish a job, and every actor, you know, will tell you this, after you finish a job, you know, you get your last paycheck and you think, I'll never work again.
Oh, wait a second. How was Law & Order?
Oh, I've been on a bunch of times.
I know. Well, every New York actor's been on Law
exactly.
& Order. So you'll always work again as long as there's Law & Order.
Yeah, it's good. And this last year, it's crazy. This last year I was on I was in a movie called Transamerica with Felicity Huffman.
Oh really? Oh,
and
I love that.
Yeah.
Were you a man or a woman?
I was a man.
But who were you in this?
I played her doctor at the beginning of the film, and you know, I actually had a beard and glasses in that.
Yeah, oh my God, I would never recognize.
Yeah. I know, nobody ever does. And that's kind of the thing that I love about being an actor. I mean, for, you know, my idea of being an actor is, you know, people don't know who you are, and people don't recognize you as you walk out the stage door, and people didn't realize that was you in the film. You know, and that's kind of a huge compliment to me. You know, it means I'm doing my job. And
well, Danny, I just want you to know, I actually saw that film in Bangkok, Thailand.
Really?
It was playing in a really huge theater. It was well attended, and people loved it.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, half the people there were actually transvestites. Not that you
well,
can
actually,
tell.
Well, actually, it is very big in Thailand,
yeah.
But... Wow. But I was really surprised that they got the whole movie.
Yeah.
And they thought you were fabulous, by the way. Because, you know, it's actor in the beginning. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well,
unbelievable.
When they first saw you on the screen, the whole audience en masse said, what? Because they knew. They could
this
tell.
Has to be a new calling card, right, Danny?
Exactly. So the neat thing about it was that they showed it at the Oscars as well.
Oh,
that
wow.
clip. I don't know why they chose that clip, but so...
Because
year,
you were in it.
You were
well,
in
maybe.
It.
Well, then this year I'll be in the Oscars and the Tonys.
Well,
that's kind of cool.
But we want to hear you talk at the Tonys.
Yeah,
I do.
Knockwood. If you win, and
I do, that's
great,
right. I shouldn't give you a kind of hurrah. I'm sorry.
Hey, Danny would know what that word means.
Of
too.
Course he would.
One last question for Danny Burstyn before, unfortunately, we have to let you go.
Okay.
But, yes, right now your life is occupied with a drowsy chaperone. It's been running for a few weeks, and God willing, it'll do great and you'll stay with it. But what's, you know, on the horizon, and what kind of roles have you ever thought about playing?
What's down the road for Danny Burstyn?
What's down the road? Actually, I have nothing lined up. I just did a workshop of Jason Robert Brown's newest musical that he's working on, Honeymoon in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, that's who
that's
knows
based
when,
on the film?
Yeah.
Wow.
and written with Andrew Bergman, and it's kind of wonderful. And but you know, who knows when that'll happen.
But you ever want to leave this show? I think this.
Well, right now I'm very very happy to be.
Because I love you, you're perfect in the show. Don't change.
Which I did for a year.
Yes, I know.
He wasn't an original cast member, but he came in after Jordan Leeds left, and he was there for quite a while.
Exactly.
And by
right.
the way, sorry. Yes.
No, Jordan left after about I think after the first week or two. And they, you know, and I took over for him right after they opened, and they asked me to do the original cast album.
Cool.
That was lovely too.
And I do have to ask, what is Rebecca Luker working on these days?
Well, she just finished her second gig at Feinstein's,
mm-hmm.
and got
yeah.
some, you know, just tremendous reviews for that. And this summer, she's doing a new play by A.R. Gurney. Who has become a friend of ours. I did a play of his at the Flea Theater with Sigourney Weaver and John Lithgow about a year and a half ago.
Oh, Mrs. Farnsworth, right?
Mrs. Farnsworth, exactly right. And she's doing a play of his called Indian Blood at Primary Stages this summer.
Yes, I read about that.
Yeah, Pamela Payton Wright is in it and John McMartin.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And after she literally, I think she starts rehearsal while she's still in performances for that play, for Mary Poppins, which she's going to be doing on Broadway in the fall.
Who's she going to be in Mary Poppins?
She's going to play Mrs. Banks.
Oh.
Yes.
How the mother.
Exactly right. Wow. They actually, Glynis Johns played it in the film.
Yeah, wow. Mm. Oh, how's, you're being two hit shows at the same time.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Doesn't get better
Well, do
that.
Give her our best, too, because
I
love her, too.
Yeah, she's all right.
Ever since the Secret Garden swing.
Oh.
I just wanted to be on the swing.
I won't even ask. Okay.
That's
but,
right.
But Danny Burstyn, it's been great swinging with you these past 15, 20 minutes.
Pleasure's all mine.
Best of luck next week. Best of luck in all your stuff. And congratulations on being in a really, really fun show.
Oh, thanks so much, Dave.
And thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye.